giving up. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's what the White House is saying about the effort to free Paul Whelan, the American Marine jailed in Russia after WNBA star Brittany Griner was released by Moscow as part of a prisoner swap with the U.S.
The deal was in the works since at least November 29th, when the president signed a sealed clemency order for Victor Boot, an arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death. Boot was supposed to serve through 2029 on a 2011 conviction of conspiring to kill U.S. nationals, conspiring to kill U.S. officers and employees, conspiring to acquire and use anti-aircraft missiles, and conspiring to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization.
Fox's Peter Doocy. The House has given final approval to legislation protecting same-sex marriages. In a statement after the vote, President Biden called the legislation a critical step to ensure that Americans have the right to marry the person they love. A defense spending and policy bill that ends a COVID vaccine mandate clears the House.
An overwhelming bipartisan majority approved the nearly $858 billion National Defense Authorization Act, a measure setting out spending and policy for the Pentagon. The 350-80 vote signaled wins for each party. Republicans secured a provision that rescinds a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military members. The bill also includes pay raises for troops, overhauls the military justice process for sexual assault investigations, and boost overall military funding to enhance competitiveness with China and Russia. The Senate is expected to pass the measure next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. A former U.S. attorney and two other lawyers have been chosen to conduct an external review of the shooting that killed three University of Virginia students and wounded two others last month. A former member of the school's football team is accused of the shooting. No motive's been released. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A lawsuit against Indiana's attorney general that would keep him from looking into a doctor providing an abortion for a 10-year-old girl has been dropped.
Dr. Caitlin Bernard opted not to move forward with the lawsuit, which alleged that Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita based his investigation on frivolous complaints against her. Attorney General Rokita claimed Bernard broke privacy laws by telling the child's story to a reporter and violated state law by not reporting any abuse to police. A fact Bernard's lawyers dispute. An Indiana judge ruled the attorney general also made statements that broke privacy rules. With the lawsuit dropped, Bernard's lawyers say they are focused on fighting a complaint filed before the state medical board by Rokita. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The House Oversight Committee has unveiled its findings into the workplace culture of the NFL's Washington Commanders.
The committee's 79-page report Thursday finding Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder permitted and participated in a longtime toxic work environment. The report also finding Snyder obstructed a 14-month congressional inquiry by dodging a subpoena, working to intimidate witnesses from cooperating. Snyder also claiming more than 100 times in committee testimony that he could not recall answers to basic questions. The House Oversight Committee's final report also criticized the NFL for turning a blind eye to the commander's inner workings, particularly by refusing to release as many as 40,000 documents related to a probe of the franchise. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Celine Dion has put a halt on all performing after being diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder. In a video message posted on Instagram, Dion said she has what's called stiff person syndrome, and it's causing spasms that affect her ability to walk and sing. Stiff person syndrome causes rigid muscles and painful muscle spasms. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.